Clint Sterner. Look at Sterner.
95.7 The Fan presents...
Clint Sterner is the last man standing. Now, who is Clint Sterner?
His two strongest strengths is competitive and he's smart.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I'm going to put my hands on this bathroom counter and see if I can't twerk a little bit, see what it looks like, see what it feels like.
The Drive is live for Dirty's Daily.
Today's Dirty's Daily is powered by the one and only, baby, the queen of country music, Dolly Parton. We lost Dolly Parton today, y'all. Rest in peace, queen. I'd heard that Dolly was fighting some things. I didn't realize that it was this serious, but at 80 years old, man, she lived a good one. Impacted millions and millions of people, spanned generations of country music listeners, and what a treat. I'm talking about, I mean, big time memories back in the days, boys. I was born in 77. The 80s were full of mom and dad drinking cold beer. Schlitz was dad's beer of choice. So much so to the point somebody gave him a gold-plated tab, beer top, the old Schlitz tab that you pull off. He's got it around his neck right now on his gold chain. Not real sure what that says about Big Earn, but it's the truth. The old Schlitz, man, in Marlboro Reds, he was a Marlboro man. And Dolly Parton was on the radio back in the day in the front yard there on Park Street. And I'm going to tell y'all, I know there's a lot of good ones out there, boys. I know there's a lot of good Dolly Partons out there, Dolly Parton songs. I'm sure there's a lot of good Dolly Partons out there, too, if you want to refer to them as Dolly Partons, which is very, very accurate. Islands in the Stream was one that was that really, really touched me. And 9 to 5. 9 to 5 had a little upbeat, a little bit of a get down there.
Great film.
Obviously, Jolene was good, but man, just full of great albums she put out, man. And we lost the queen, boy. So prayers up to the Dolly Parton family, and there won't be another one, boys. One of a kind, right there.
Yeah.
One of a kind, right there. So today's Dirty's Daily is powered by the one and only queen of country music, Dolly Parton. Today's a big day for multiple reasons, but one being the Texans dropped their new uniform. I got one pushback. And before everybody jumps on me on the text line, Doug Vosick was just here. The reason I didn't bring it up with Doug, because it ain't got nothing to do with the design. Nothing to do with the design. Favorite part, by the way, the fact that they made the U.S. in Houston a different color, yeah. So it's us. I mean, that's really cool, by the way. You guys see the videos that they drop?
Yeah.
Social media team's busy over there.
You guys see the video, the one in particular, which was done so well. The one with Bun, it had Slim in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Andre. The parking lot. It's in the parking lot. They got the slabs. They got the backdrop is the hot, not only the city, but the highways of Houston. What's Nico doing, boys? I'm gonna let the boots and shorts. I'm gonna let that part slide. All right. I'm gonna let that part slide because I know it's hot out there. I know he's young. I know these youngsters. Sometimes folks just throw some shorts on with some boots. I typically believe that's something that, especially if you're doing something like that, or if you're going out in public, and if this is a statement, I typically say you leave the shorts and boots for the ladies, right? But I'm gonna overlook the boots with the shorts. Man, you can't put three belt buckles on like that, man.
Okay, I think I saw a video.
You can't do it, man. In no world.
Has that become a thing?
No. Ain't no way. If it is, these youngsters are screwing up more than I thought. Tyler, did you see how many buckles he had on them damn britches, on that belt?
I didn't notice that part. I saw the video you're referencing. I must have ADD'd on
Tyler,
that part.
Whatever you're doing, it's worse. Stop it right now and go look. Okay. I'm telling you, it is. What is he doing, Chief? You can't do it. Look, Nico, you're a big, good-looking, football-playing son of a gun, so you can do whatever the hell you want to. I get it, Houston. He can do whatever he wants to. I get it. come on, man. You can't throw three. You can't throw three rodeo sized belt buckles on in can't do that, man. What's he doing, man? You can't do it. So clean. So clean,
him, right?
Man. So clean. And I look down and he's got not one, not two, but three rodeo sized belt buckles on that joint. In fact, I need a damn belt buckle, Nico. Won't you give me one of them? I need a good size. I need a rodeo size. I just want one of them. Come on, man. I'm gonna let the boots and the shorts slide, man. We can't take this Texas cowboy theme thing and add three. We can't put three belt buckles on, man. That just ain't it. That's my pushback for the day. That's my pushback. The jersey clean. The video off the charts. I mean, as accurately done as you could possibly get. And then Nico came with them three damn belt buckles. Boy, I tell you what. My only pushback, Ryan. You got any pushback on any of these unis?
I mean, listen, the only thing, and I told Doug a little bit, is I just the helmet, the red helmet on the battle red jerseys, the helmet where it has the bull that you need,
the bull horns,
horns that come out. I think that should be their helmet. Okay. I mean, I love that. Like when they're doing alternate uniforms. I think that should be if they had that in the white and the color scheme on there.
Okay. Woo. So you go with bullhorns. Tyler, you got any pushback?
No, none whatsoever. As soon as I saw them, I thought they were fire. I think they did a great job. Doug Vosick's always on top of it. I think they are legit as is.
But I understand the H and the significance of that and how that also factors in as another, node?
What's it? An ode. It's an ode.
I know, but you said node.
I said node. I put a lymph node.
Like that chick from Pitch Perfect got nodes on her vocal cords.
another node.
I have nodes.
Hey, man, that's why you hang with cats like J-Lo and Reggie, J-Lo. Man. They get your vocabulary right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but I it's just another element that shows like this is a part of the history of the city.
Yeah, that's my only pushback to the whole thing is just I got a little bit of the H fatigue. Boys, I went in there, as y'all saw, I dropped $50 on the Texans hat. And it was literally the only original logo I could find. And I mean, they got 4,000 hats in there. And I ain't kidding you, man. I bet there wasn't more than one that I'd wear. But I bet there wasn't five original Texans logo hats in there for men. For men, not that girl stuff. I didn't look over there.
You look over there.
Yeah. So but obviously, I mean, they ain't just blindly throwing stuff in the damn shop. I mean, obviously the H's are flying off the shelf, and they got some clean ones. The red on red that you mentioned is clean. But I've got a tad bit of H fatigue, but I get it. I understand it. This jersey knocked it out of the park. I think that was probably the only way to go
People stop sending in weird stuff like uniforms don't mean squat if they don't win. We got it. We're not talking about the winning of the
They're going to win, man. The floor for this team is 10
wins. We're talking about the uniforms.
Yeah.
And everything they've done to kind of, I mean, come on. Yes, we know that. They'll wear white shirts and white pants if it meant that they'll win. We understand, but this is a unique thing they're doing.
I mean, look, if you don't get down
with killing the fun.
If you don't get down with Dolly Parton and white unis, then this ain't the segment for you. This ain't Dirty's Daily. Is not for you today. I will give Jalen Noel a little bit of love here, or maybe not love, but a mention. My answer is yes to this. Can Jalen Noel be the X factor that I thought he would be before training camp started? Ron, my answer is yes, but I'd like to get your thoughts on exactly how you think Jalen Noel fits in and how you think he helps this team moving forward now that it appears he's healthy and practicing.
I would say that I think there's a little bit more pressure taken off of him, right? I think there was probably a little bit more pressure taken off of him with maybe the emergence of Higgins, but now with Booty in, I think they're still in a similar vein. There was a point where you were looking at this thing, you're like they may need him to really jump out and be the second receiving option.
Yeah.
Because we're looking at it, you're like, that guy in this offense, you know, that's had Wes Welker, that's had Danny Amendola, that's had Julian Edelman, can he be the next one, be the second guy? But now I think there's a little less pressure on him. And if he can just kind of do his thing in the slot, along with special team stuff, I think he can be a real factor to this group. He's just now another addition. It's different when you drop him to, this is our third. Hill fourth if you put Dalton Schultz in there, fourth passing option right now. I think it's this. All of this has bolded well for him in this time he's been out.
Yeah, look, I just think that there's a real chance. You mentioned the guys. You named the old Patriots. I just think there's a real chance that he fits into that mold, if you will, and could be truly an X factor in this offense. The reason I say yes, I got three reasons. One, there's no denying the QB friendly chemistry that Jalen Noel has, whether it's C.J. Stroud or Davis Mills or whoever's throwing the ball. I mean, he's just one of those guys that it's easy to let the ball cut it loose and because you know he'll track it. You know he's going to come out at the right angle. You know he's going to attack the football when he needs to. He is just a quarterback friendly receiver, and the chemistry is obvious, and I think it's real. I think he's built to be the inside guy in this system. As you mentioned, the skill set is ideal. And on top of that, I do think he has the ability to stretch the field with great ball tracking ability. And he's shown all that. It's just been behind the scenes. He's shown the ability to do some of these different things. It's just been on special teams, right? And so getting him into the flow of this offense and seeing what he can do, I think Kayshon Boutte is going to be a guy that's an outside, kind of more of a stagnant receiver, kind of like Nico. There's an opportunity for Noel to be that move guy, I think. And, boy, he's got the skill set to make it happen. So we'll see. I believe he has a chance to be the X factor. Now that Higgins – I thought that ship sailed when Higgins was there, because Higgins had become that guy, that priority guy.
Like it made sense.
Oh, man. I can't get it out of my mind when I saw Higgins lock out Damn, what's the new safety? The white dude, only white dude on the defense. What's his name? Blankenship.
By the way, we need to have a conversation about Reed Blankenship here in a second.
What happened?
I don't mean it.
What did Reed do?
It was a little weird that Reed was the only one on the defense that was playing out
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean.
He's the only starter. Now, they traded Smith, which may help us, but he was the only starter on defense that played out there.
Well, I mean, he had to get out there and get some run.
He got like three series of run, which is odd. Anyway,
well, Higgins locked him up on the backside of a run. I can't help but think that this coaching staff sat in a meeting room, and when that happened, boy, they put it on a highlight reel. You know what I mean? The backside of a run. I mean, that is what they're going to ask, of their wide receivers. And I do wonder if that piece Jalen Noel can accomplish or execute consistently. Because when you look at the bigger bodied receivers, they got a better chance, especially if it's going to be outside, edge players or safeties even coming down in the box. They got a much better chance of blocking them. I do wonder if the size and the length that Jalen Noel doesn't have, it becomes a problem. But everything else, man, I think he's got a chance to be a real X factor. And the path is clear with with Higgins getting injured. The path is clear.
I hope it is because. And maybe that's the point you're making of he's probably now got to be the move guy. I just hope it is clear because his injury did make it seem like, I don't know if what they saw from Hutchinson made them a believer of things, but it looked like Hutch had passed him. And it looked like he's potentially having to battle Hutchinson now. So, Boutte, Higgins, probably similar roles. Is he still that third guy, and I think we'll figure that out coming up leading into Buffalo. But I do wonder if it's him or if it is Xavier Hutchinson that they really believe in. But yeah, Jalen Noel, he's definitely got an opportunity now with the injury situation.